minimalist budget, money management skills, and minimalism and decluttering. 3 books in 1. A guide for beginners on managing bad credit, debt, saving, and personal finance. Your money, your life. Written by Ryan Martinez. Narrated by Adam Brazell. Introduction. I would like to thank you for purchasing this book. What is a minimalist budget? How do you apply the philosophy of minimalism to your finances? Another thing that you might want to ask is if such a budget exists. All of these questions and more will be answered in this book. Minimalism is centered on the idea of less is more. You live with less and are not burdened with the pressures of our modern living, which focuses on the accumulation of material possessions. When you look at people who live a minimalist lifestyle, you will see them in homes with wide open spaces, very little clutter, not pressured by social media, and content with owning the things that they already have. They're unaffected by fads. You don't see them rushing to the next sale. They even manage their finances very well. They don't even max out their credit cards. They still use them, and they can manage their debt very well. In short, you don't see the usual excesses that our commercialized way of living has promoted these many decades. A minimalist budget emphasizes getting the best quality things and gaining more life experiences instead of focusing on just obtaining possessions. With that kind of philosophy, you can already see at the onset that a minimalist life can free up your finances. Sure, you're still shopping online and are mindful of the latest trends, but you don't get pressured when your friends egg you into buying the latest gizmo in town. You can't have a minimalist budget without being a minimalist. Yes, you can't use a minimalist budget without becoming a minimalist to a certain degree. You can't apply this budget and still be on the lookout for the next upcoming sale on your 11th dishwasher and still keep the other 10 in your house. You can't expect a minimalist budget to help you financially if you're still spending money on things that you don't really need. Don't expect a minimalist budget to save your finances if you're still buying things impulsively. These two things, impulsive buying and minimalism, just don't mix. Can you be a semi-minimalist? Say, apply it to your budget and still collect certain things? You can, but you at least need to have a degree of self-control when it comes to how you spend your money. You also need to specially identify the items you want to collect, and you have quit being an I gotta have that by the hook or by crook sort of person. However, once you experience the benefits of minimalism in your finances, you are already a few steps from being a complete minimalist and living that kind of lifestyle. Chances are, when all is said and done, you can easily see the benefits of minimalist living, and you will end up being a minimalist as well in the long run. What are the benefits? Minimalism, when applied to your financial life, brings with it a host of benefits. They include the following: being free of the usual financial worries, getting rid of financial clutter, example, unwanted expenses, impulsive spending, get more life experiences, getting more quality possessions, live a greener life, reduce stress, be free of debt, foster better relationships with people who matter. What we will cover in this book. If you find these benefits as something truly desirable, things that you want to have in your life, then the tips, instructions, and ideas in this book could be quite helpful to you. In this book, we will go through a lot. What is a minimalist budget? Samples of minimalist budgets. Yes, you can create your own. How to formulate a minimalist budget that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?